Today is Monday, April 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It's currently 6:04 in Lowell, Arkansas, with a temperature of 59 degrees. Weather outside is partly cloudy and raining. Oh, my goodness. So, update. I know several of you who I'm friends with or who are on other podcasts with me have already heard some of this because I did do, so I do Throwing Down on the Weekend with Joe Batance. I don't know why I said Batance as if I'm some French person or something, but I do that every other weekend on Saturday. And so we did discuss that a little bit on Saturday. And then I do Survivors Ready, which is my Survivor Recap podcast, the one that I share with Big Fatty. And that one is on Sunday nights. And so we also talked about that there. But I haven't updated all of you folks who listen to my little show, my personal little show. And I'm sure that all of you don't listen to all three of my shows. So for those of you who do, and I'm being redundant, I do apologize. Those of you who don't, I'm going to give you an update. So the house update, we went back and forth on concessions, and we were originally asking for a new refrigerator that matched the other appliances, a shower, a glass enclosure for the shower upstairs, and a tree in the front yard, a fence in the backyard, and closing costs. They came back and said, we don't want to pay closing costs, but we'll do the refrigerator, the tree, the fence, and the shower. And we didn't even really, it was funny because Mark and I didn't even really care about the refrigerator, but the realtor thought it would be nice for us to have a refrigerator that matched the other appliances. Mark and I have a refrigerator that's nice, and it's stainless steel, side by side, Kenmore, you know, with the ice maker and water. We have that we bought about 4 years ago. We've had it for a while. And we were like, you know, we're fine taking that with us. What else are we going to do with it, you know? And she said, well, it'll be nice for you guys to have one that's the right size exactly, and that, you know, maybe is flush to the counter and also is the same finish as the oven and microwave and all that. And they didn't want to do the refrigerator. So they came back and said, no closing costs, no refrigerator, but we'll do the fence, we'll do the shower enclosure, and we'll do the tree. And so then we went back and said, okay, what about half closing costs, but remove the tree and the shower and leave the fence? Because a fence is like a deal breaker because fences are expensive. It's something that we would have to schedule and get done. You have to find a fence builder company, you know, and all that. And it's just, you know, builders already have people that do their fences in these neighborhoods. So, and we really need a fence for Sydney. And so that was not necessarily a deal breaker, but that was like top number one priority. And a lot of times builders include the fence. Like, you don't have to do this negotiation, but some builders who feel like their house is, I don't know, worth it, don't include the fence, and then you have to haggle over that later. So we went back and forth, and finally we settled on a fence and a shower and a tree and $1,000 towards our closing costs. So not half, just $1,000. And we were like, that's fine, but send us a picture of the shower enclosure because it's really nice tile work that they've done, and we wanted it to match the master shower glass enclosure that basically is just a seamless floating glass. Not floating, but it doesn't have that frame around it. It's just, they have fasteners that it looks like there's just a sheet of glass basically there with a door handle. And we wanted something like that. We didn't want a big frame around it. And so they eventually sent us pictures. I did not like the one that they were going to do. And so we settled on no shower, just a tree and the fence and $1,000 in closing. And so that's what we're doing. So we signed the contract on Friday evening. The seller signed the contract. We are now under contract. Woohoo! We are under contract and all that is going swimmingly. But now this starts this whole process that we have to do, right? So over the weekend, we sat down and we got together all of our financial documentation, our W-2s, our bank statements, our tax returns, all that kind of stuff. And we sent those over, or we, our lender who we chose to go with has an online portal where you go in, you do the loan request, and then once you're, once you've filled all that out, they have a section where you can upload documents and it tells you what documents you need and all that kind of stuff. So we both went in, we uploaded our documents and did all of that and got that done on Saturday, I believe. And then today, we basically, Mark is, when he's working, he's working. He's not doing anything else. But I knew we needed to get all this done. And so I took a couple of hours during the day today to slack off from working and actually work on getting this house stuff done. So we had to pick a title company. And that was not an ordeal, but I didn't realize we had to pick a title company. For some reason, it didn't even cross my mind. So our mortgage guy called or emailed this morning and said, we got all the documents. I'm sending that over to my processor. We'll get that processed and we'll let you know if we have any questions, yada, yada. Right. And then my realtor let us know you need to schedule your inspection. So she gave us three different names of different inspectors. So then I had to call and how do you even select an inspector? I don't know what a good inspector is, but I thought, well, I'm going to ask them, can you please walk me through what your process is, what documentation I'm going to get at the end, and what your fees are, like what your schedule of fees are. And I figured if they give a really good explanation of what the process is, as if I don't know anything about what's going on, and I'm okay with their fees, then they're probably a good inspector. So I did this with all three, and only one of them really gave a good explanation. And I learned something else. Apparently nowadays, I didn't realize this, but they do something called a radon test. And it's radon is like a radioactive gas, or I don't know if it's a gas actually, but it's radioactive vapors or waves or something. I don't know. That can come out of the soil, apparently. And I guess it can increase your risk of lung cancer or something like that. So in California, any of you people in California, it's probably required in California, but here it's not required, but you can choose to do it. And so we had to learn all about that and figure out if we wanted to do that one. I finally settled on an inspector. He's going to go set the radon traps tomorrow. They have to put some kind of sensors in the house for radon, and then it has to sit there for 48 hours, and then they check their traps 2 days later and send it off to a lab or something. I don't know. And then he's going to do the actual inspection on Thursday that includes everything else. And so I got that all set up. I decided on a title company because my mortgage person said, if you pick the same title company as the seller, then they'll split the title insurance fees with you. So that's less money that we're going to have to pay out of our pocket. And he also said the title company they were using, he recommends, and my realtor also recommends that title company. So I was like, okay, two different recommendations and the seller's using them and we get half our title insurance paid. So, but man, that inspector fee is expensive. I didn't realize it was going to be that much. It's like $450 to get the inspector. And again, California folks, it's probably like $1 million to get an inspection or something. But I thought that was kind of expensive. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what's expensive. So we did that, and we're waiting on the loan processing. They also offered us $200 in gift cards for every week that we can close early. So I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but we'll see how that goes. And then the last thing is, they're planting our tree tomorrow, apparently. So Mark and I had to go buy a can of neon orange spray paint and go out to the house and mark an X where we want the tree planted. So we did that, and now we're back, and I'm recording this, and then we're going to do P90X, and then the day's pretty much over. We'll eat, and yeah. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.